Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will not sign a bill just yet that the state legislature passed last week that would provide grants for flood victims along Lake Ontario. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the governor says some changes need to be made first.
The $90 million program would offer money to homeowners, businesses, and municipalities to help cover the cost of repairs from this year's historically high levels on Lake Ontario and other waterways in the area. But at a press conference last week after the legislature adjourned, Cuomo's budget director Robert Mujica said the bill needs to be amended before it can become law.
There's no appropriation in that bill, and there are other technical issues with the bill, so the bill as it stands, there's no funding behind it. So we're working with the legislature to correct the bill.
The bill's author, Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli, says the grants are paid for with part of the annual economic development funding that the legislature gives to the Empire State Development Corporation.
It seemed to me logical that we would take some of those unallocated dollars and use them for relief for homeowners, businesses, and the municipalities that are dealing with what are historic water levels and causing millions and millions of dollars of damages.
The governor also has concerns about the lack of an income eligibility requirement on the grant application. Morelli says he's open to adding that if it has been used in the past with other storm recovery bills. The flood relief grant program was passed unanimously by both the Senate and Assembly, enough support to override any veto from the governor. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.